9 minutes to 8. Good morning. Plans for a car storage and maintenance depot on the East of England showground have been rejected by councillors in Peterborough. The only snag is they're already there. They have been since February, right there on the site with loads of cars and lorries coming and going. Joanna Taylor is a local Democracy reporter covering Peterborough. Joanna, good morning. Oh, hello, Joanna.
Good morning.
Sorry, that's my fault. You were listening in on the planning meeting then last night. What happened?
Yeah, that's right. So there were several hours of debate at this planning meeting before the committee decided to vote down the plans to have this depot on the showground. They voted it down with 7-4. The committee heard from one local resident who was complaining of those lorries creating unsafe conditions on Dunblane Drive by the showground. He was one of the 150 who objected to these plans. But as you say, the lorries are already there at the moment. So there's been large volumes of vehicles passing through, the residents say, some of them taking wrong turnings into residential areas. The committee also heard from Autumn Waterville councillor Julie Stevenson, who's been very against these plans, who said that trust has broken down between developers and locals, that they're not telling them what's going on, they're not consulting, and that, for example, this depot was not something that people really knew about before it happened.
And we're going to hear from Councillor Stevenson in the next couple of minutes. So this depot, which has been refused permission, it's already been there for several months. Why was this application being voted on now, Joanna?
So the applicant, officially called East of England Showground Services Limited, said that it was assured by the council back in January, February, when this began, that applying for permission retrospectively would be acceptable. It's only reached official channels this week, the actual application. And they say the reason why they set it up without permission was that they had to move quickly, as DHL needed to relocate at relatively short notice. And then that if they didn't, they wouldn't be able to bring sort of more than 100 jobs into Peterborough. And they also said at that meeting that they did try to engage with local residents, but they didn't have very much uptake.
What does this mean for the future of the showground, for the future of this depot?
Well, yeah, and people in Peterborough and sort of in the wider area are probably very familiar with the showground. It's a massive venue. It's kind of iconic. It's known for Truckfest, concerts, events. And many will also know that there's a lot of changes going on at the moment with the closure of the Speedway track and plans to kind of replace the whole thing in the next few years with houses and other facilities. This doesn't really affect that because this will be loads of separate planning applications for that much wider project. And these haven't been debated by the council yet. This one was just for one small temporary depot that has been refused. It was only ever going to be a small sort of segment of the showground. But in terms of what it means for what's already there, now cars can no longer enter cars and lorries can no longer enter the site. But I mean, before yesterday's planning meeting, they didn't really have permission to anyway. So we'll hopefully get some reaction from developers and people running it, what this is actually going to mean over the next few days.
Okay, Joanna, thank you very much. A local Democracy reporter covering Peterborough. Julie Stevenson is the independent councillor for Orton Waterville in Peterborough and was at the meeting last night. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Dottie.
What's your reaction to the decision in the end?
Just absolutely fantastic. It was yesterday afternoon. It was a long meeting, about 4 hours all told. And honestly, right until about the last 5 minutes, it wasn't at all clear which way it was going to go. It swung this way and that. I thought going into it, you know, the chances were that it was going to go in the favour of the applicant. Because overnight, this is how things work. So this application had gone in February. However, it was at 2 a.m. yesterday that I found out that the officers, the council officers, had a change of heart, having received additional information from the applicant at the last minute, and instead of recommending to refuse, they were recommending to accept the application. Fortunately, I was prepared for that eventuality, and preparation was the name of the game, really, I think, because it was very clear the applicant was not prepared at all for what they would be facing in that meeting.
What will happen to the depot? Because it's now been refused permission for existing, which it does. Like, does it have to be taken down or what?
Yeah, so today, because the meeting went on so long, we were at the end of the business day by the time we came out of the building. So I'll be finding out this morning from the officers at the council exactly what this means in terms of the operation. I just wanted to stress, residents of Orton Southgate are not trying to push DHL out of the showground space. Our issue is just the transporters that were coming through a residential area, which was dangerous. And I think the reason that it went the way it went yesterday, which is probably a great shock to DHL as well as to AEPG, was just the contemptuous way that AEPG spoke about residents and the fact that they've carried out this operation since February without the required planning permission. That does not go down well, or it doesn't build trust. I'd also just like to add, Joanna mentioned the Speedway there. I'd like the Speedway team and the fans should take heart from this, because we very much are the little guy coming into this. And the chair of the planning committee made the point that he was really impressed to see so many residents, there were about 20 in the audience for yesterday's meeting, turning up really matters in democracy. Don't think that clicking a petition, sitting behind your computer screen, makes any difference. The big difference yesterday was a very well-prepared group of residents turned up and made a really good argument for why this was dangerous. And thankfully, the councillors involved in making the decision listened to us. They did debate it for a long time, but ultimately, they listened to us. So now we need to find out what's going to happen. There's 160 jobs at stake here, let's remember, the DHL. We're concerned about those as well. But what we're expecting is that they will appeal, put in a revised application to use a different entrance that will be safer, and that will be far more acceptable to all parties.
Okay, Julie, thank you very much. Just wanted to raise with you another story we're talking about this morning. I don't know if you've heard, Julie, about Bella the cat. I know you're a cat fan yourself with your big fellow Larry. We've got a Cambridgeshire cat, Bella from Huntingdon, clocking up a new world record for the loudest purr. Is there a world record that you think your cat could have a good chance at beating?
It's so difficult, isn't it? I mean, maybe escapology. I don't know, giving humans a slip. I mean, the amount of times you nag to be fed when you've only been fed 30 seconds ago. There are just so many things, Dottie. And I'd also challenge on the loudest purr thing. Depends how much a cat wants. Well, a cat wants something. It can purr, you know, loud enough to bring the roof off. So, you know, I think the gauntlet's been laid down there.
Okay, watch this space. Councillor Julie Stevenson there, an independent member for Orton Waterville.